Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Thank you very much for joining us today. I'm very pleased to introduce our next guest is Daryl Mullis from Stratactics LLC. I think I got that right. Daryl is the company owner from Boulder, Colorado, and Stratactics is a training company that provides programs and consulting services in leadership development, including finance for non-financial professionals and business relationships and communication. So this is going to be a very interesting discussion. So hang in there with us on this. Daryl, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bill. Thanks for having me.
That's a real pleasure. Tell us a little bit about Stratactics and how you started it and what you do for your customers.
Well, I started out, my background is in engineering, and I started out running a construction company, but didn't know how to do the finance part of it because they don't teach you much about that in engineering school. And so I started out having to learn how to run the company and make strategic decisions and understand finance by the seat of the pants, and ran into a guy who was teaching a program called the Accounting Game that used a child's lemonade stand to teach people about reading financial statements. And I loved it so much I started teaching it and ended up writing the book called The Accounting Game. That's what the program was called. That company sold itself to someone else, and I left and started my own firm and started developing customized programs for companies to teach their non-financial people how to understand financial statements and how to use financial statements as strategic tools in making better decisions to improve the critical numbers like profit and cash flow.
So by using a child's lemonade stand, you really boiled it down to the basics to give people a real, very simple overview of how it works. Why has finance been such a difficult topic for people to understand, Daryl?
Well, I think, number one, that businesses have to keep track of finance in a different way than a person does individually. You know, when you individually, you go to the store and you buy something, you pay for it, everything is sort of settled. But in business, you buy things, you pay for them later, you build something, you ship it to a customer, you bill them. So there's all this delay in how things happen, you know, when the event happens, when you get paid for it. And it causes a lot of confusion for people about when do we bill it? When do we recognize revenue? All of those things are very confusing to the mind of a person who's not been trained in finance. So, and I think that probably the typical ways of teaching finance have been largely also responsible for why people don't understand this. Teach it.
Okay, so it's a complicated topic for most people just to start with, and then some of the terms and things that are thrown around don't make it any easier. So what makes your way of teaching this difficult topic unique and effective?
Well, if you think of there are three major financial statements, the balance sheet, the cash statement, and the income statement. All of those are just documents with numbers on them, so they're just passive documents. But those documents are the reflection, or really they're the scorecards that give you the score for a very dynamic process that happens underneath them, which is really the day-to-day transactions of your business. What happens? We got a sale. Did we make money? We paid rent. We paid our employees. We got checks in from customers. All of that is the dynamic process. And what we do that's different than the traditional method is we actually create this essentially a game in which we create the typical transactions that would occur in a business and have the participants actually create the financial statements. They build a balance sheet, a cash statement, and an income statement from those transactions. So what they're actually experiencing is the dynamic process that creates the statements, and then they can understand how the information gets to the statements and really what the implications of it are.
Okay, so really bringing it back to the building blocks, a block at a time, it sounds like.
That's right, really a block at a time. And it makes it, what it does, the typical finance course has been considered tedious, boring, and difficult. By doing this and turning it into that kind of a game, we make it easy, fun, and quite creative how you learn it. And people start to see finance as a much more user-friendly topic than they viewed it in the past. One of the things we do is that we, and another reason that finance hasn't been understood is that most companies focus on the income statement. And we teach the program from the balance sheet out to the income statement and the cash statement, because the balance sheet is the only statement of the three that's impacted every transaction that happens to a company. So it makes sense to make it the teaching tool. And we also associate color with it. As you might know, cash is green, so we actually use green pieces. We use game board, and they're literally are physical pieces that people move on and off of that board to reflect that things happen when the transactions occur. So if you invest $5,000 in cash, for example, you bring in green $5,000 on the left side, that's an asset. And on the right side, that would be shareholder capital, and that would be you're in black. So you'd make it $5,000 in black. So you could see your $5,000 on the left, $5,000 on the right, and you're in balance. So we just have people move pieces around, and as you buy things and sell things, all of the different colored pieces for different accounts, and you just keep track of everything by moving the pieces in that physical activity.
I see. So it's really interactive as far as that's concerned.
Absolutely. There's so much complexity to finance. If you don't let the participants, the concepts are just difficult for the brain to understand.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. It slows it down, and it makes it something physical has to happen, and then they can relate to it in every different way. So when you come into a business, how does it work? Do they hire you to do a workshop? How does it work?
Yes, they generally hire me to come in and do a workshop that varies from a half a day to 2 days, depending on the audience and how much they need to understand. I usually, if it's a large company, I usually customize the activity and I build a description of their company. And then so the activities are typical for the kind of transactions that their company would have, so that it's more familiar to the audience, and that so that they understand specifically what are the important things at their company, how do they keep track of things at their particular company.
And do you actually go as far as assigning lines on the, say, the P&L to different areas or different divisions of the company, so they really understand how they impact a particular part of the statements?
Well, for example, you don't specifically go to departments in the P&L. We actually do that in a little different activity. But on the P&L, the main thing they have to understand, and people often don't, is that if the company has inventory, if it has a physical product, maybe it makes sales, it's a manufacturing company, for example, then they have to divide the costs into two major categories. They have costs involved in producing the product they're selling. That would be cost of goods sold. And then they have operating expenses, which are the overhead costs, things like the sales department, marketing, HR, IT, finance, all of the administrative functions that support the company, but people, but whose departments are not making the product. So the main thing you want them to do with the P&L is understand what goes into cost of sales and what is an expense, and when are cost of sales recognized versus when are expenses recognized. We do an activity where we break it into departments, but we do it what's called a process map. So we begin at revenue for the company, and then we draw sort of a map with all the cost buckets that occur in the company between revenue and net income. So every area, whether it's general and administrative costs, whether it's overhead at a factory, whether it's raw materials, direct labor, shipping costs, all of those, the different R&D, marketing and sales, you just divide the costs up into the major areas, and that allows the departments to see. We do that on a percentage basis. So in other words, for every $100 that your company gets in revenue, how much do you spend in each of those areas? That allows the departments and the employees to see where they fit and how much their particular part of the organization is costing, and it gives them a picture of where all the money goes so that if they want to make improvements, they know, you know, where are the areas that would be the most beneficial to work on.
So that's great. So you really bring a level of understanding to the employees. And what kind of feedback have you gotten from groups that have gone through your workshops and worked with you on this?
Well, I think, yeah, I work recently, and I've been working with an organization that trains CEOs how to better manage their company. The feedback I've gotten from them, and you would think that if they've been CEOs for 10 or 15 or 20 years, that they would know how to read financial statements. However, not all of them do. And so, first of all, they're really grateful that they finally can really understand what their accountant is talking about. But the biggest feedback I get from them is that a lot of times their financial professionals have not talked to them about strategic decisions that they can make by looking at the financial statements. And they've been more focused on getting the numbers right, and that they really like it that our approach is not so much teaching them to be bookkeepers, but to teach them how the financial statements are really a strategic tool to help you make better decisions about what you're going to sell, how you're going to manage costs, how you're going to manage working capital, what are the important things to look at.
It seems almost unbelievable that a CEO wouldn't have that kind of understanding, but a lot of times the CEOs come into companies because they're good executives, they're good people, you know, they understand the goals and they're good executors. So they're telling you thank you for coming in and helping us break down this information so that now we can actually go back and make better decisions.
That's right. And especially how to break it down, not so much from the bookkeeping perspective, but from, you know, what are the strategic implications of the relationships between cash, property or assets and contracts? You know, how do I understand clearly when property like inventory becomes cost of sales? You know, there's a specific point in time that a lot of them don't understand. Well, when does it happen? Is it when I buy the inventory? Is it when I make it, the product? Is it when I invoice the customer? Well, it's really when you sell it. It's you recognize that on the income statement only when you've earned the money by actually shipping that product to a customer. And so we want to help them understand how that takes place. Because when they're just looking at the statements, all of that process has been done for them, so they don't really see the dynamics.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
So,
And so tell me something. What's the single most important thing a company should hire you to do relative to having people understand finance?
Well, probably the single most important thing is to help them recognize that finance is actually pretty easy to understand, that it's not so difficult if it's taught properly. And so that they, the typical point of view or context that finance is dull and boring and only for experts becomes out of the way at the company, and it's seen as something that's friendly and usable, and that it can help me no matter what my job is. It can help me understand how my day-to-day decisions are having an impact on the company and on its success.
So really helping them, helping the CEOs and their management to view their financial statements as strategic tools, and even taking it down below that, helping everybody in the company to understand it, if at all possible, so that everybody now understands that these statements, these documents are living exhibits of how the company's doing, and they can each have influence on those.
Yes.
Fantastic.
That's really what they're managing every day. All their day-to-day activities are the leading indicators that turn into the financial statements that are the lagging indicators of how the company's doing. And if you can understand those lagging indicators like profit, cash flow, and return on invested capital, you can then understand how you can make your leading decisions, you know, what you're doing today and tomorrow. You can understand how to do that better. What's the better decision to make? Should I, if somebody comes in and offers me a huge discount to buy a quantity of inventory, well, should I do that or should I not? Do I recognize that, I'm going to save some money buying in bulk and I'll make a little more profit. However, if I buy it in bulk, it's going to be sitting in the warehouse for months and I have to pay for it. So it might help my profitability, but it might hurt my cash flow. And which is more important to the company? Is it more important to make a little more money on this, or is it more important to preserve cash? And if I've got it sitting in the warehouse, what are the chances it'll get damaged or stolen or become obsolete? All of those are decisions that if you don't understand finance, you may not know. You might just be vulnerable. Okay, you'll give it to me cheaper if I buy a lot of it. Of course, I'll buy it. And put
great
the
input.
Company in some kind of jeopardy.
So, Daryl, your book is called The Accounting Game. It's available on Amazon. And you have a blog that's available on your website as well, right? And how do our listeners find that?
We're just starting a blog that is going to be active very soon. As a matter of fact, we're going through a rebranding. We're changing the name of the company from Stratactics to Metamark Learning. So we'll have the blog up and running very soon. They can go to my current website, which is www.stratactics.com, and we just opened the website, www.metamarklearning.com, and we'll be doing the blog on Metamark Learning starting in the next couple of months.
Okay, so right now they could go to Stratactics, listeners, is Stratactics.com. And if you're listening to this some point in the future, it's Meta, M-E-T-A?
M-E-T-A-M-A-R-K, MetamarkLearning.com.
MetamarkLearning.com. And Daryl, is that the best way for someone to find you and get in touch with you and talk about putting on a workshop at their business?
Sure, they can also call me at my number is 303-666-1095. They can call me there. Right now my email address is dmullis, M-U-L-L-I-S, at stratactics.com. So they can contact me any of those ways.
Okay, and again, that number was 303-666-1095. Daryl, thanks very much for joining us today. It's been very interesting, and I think it's a great service that you're doing to help people really boil down these. I think there's a lot of assumption that people just understand this stuff, but a lot of times it takes the breaking it down to the very basics and building it back up, and I think you're doing a great service in that. So thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you for having me.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay tuned. Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.